Hi, I'm Jeannie Patel-Thompson from ListenToYourFreedom.com, and today we are speaking about leveraging, multipurposing, and repurposing your content. And I've got with me today to go through her own journey of how she learned how to do this with her own material. I've got an EFT therapist, trainer, and mentor to other EFT practitioners, Annabelle Fisher. And what Annabelle does is she trains people in the process of becoming an EFT therapist and then mentors them to set up and grow their wildly successful EFT practice. So, Annabelle, thanks so much for lending your expertise and also your candor to our topic today.
Oh, Jeannie, you're most welcome. Thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited to discuss this with you. It's a wonderful program that you offer, and this is obviously a hugely important part of it.
Yes, because, and right before we get into it, I'm going to go over just really quickly, in case people are listening to this audio before they read the module. When we talk about repurposing and leveraging your content, what we're talking about is how you can take the same information, because whatever you're passionate in, whatever you're interested in, whatever you have some expertise with, you already have in your head a whole load of information. And so your question is, how do I take that information and deliver it to all those people who are waiting for it? So there's a number of ways you can do that. There's books, ebooks, teleseminars, audio programs, webinars, seminars, either live or in-person live or live online. You can do online or DVD courses. You can do consulting, like, say, a one-time consult. You can do coaching, which is sort of an ongoing or a set length of coaching or consulting sessions. You can hold mastermind groups. You can do webcasts, and you can give live speeches. So, and don't worry if you don't know what some of those are, because you will by the time you finish the Listen to Your Freedom program. But for now, we just want to give you this whole list of ideas to say there are so many ways for you to get that information to your people, and it's really your choice as to how you present it, how you package it, and then, of course, how you charge for it. So, Annabelle, let's throw it over to you, because I'd like you to tell us about your process and your journey of taking some of your content, and tell us what the original form was and then how you multipurposed it to package it up differently and sell it as a completely new product, but it's still the same stuff.
Mm. Well, it's been an interesting journey, Jeannie, because I started my business because I had used EFT to recover from a very serious illness myself. Mm-hmm. I'd realized how valuable it was, and I came into my business with a very kind of loosey-goosey concept of, I want to help people.
So, and I'm going to jump in right now, because we didn't tell people what EFT is. In case you're wondering, it is an acupressure tapping technique. So it's a mind-body healing technique that works on the meridian energy system. So go. Carry on.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Jeannie, for that important clarification. So I decided I wanted to help people, and so the business that I set up was a one-on-one business that I would see people in my private practice, or I would work with them on the phone. And then we had the evolution of Skype. So I started working via Skype with clients, which, of course, opened up a whole new world, because it means now that I work with clients from around the world. They don't have to come from British Columbia and particularly from the area in which we live. And, of course, that was wonderful. And it's interesting because many therapists go into their business for exactly that reason. I want to help people. I want to share my gifts and create healing. Mm-hmm. But what I came to realize, and it took me several years, was this is quite limiting. So there's a ceiling here. There's only so many people I can work with in a week or a month or a year.
Exactly.
And my session times were an hour and a half, so I would schedule accordingly and to accommodate my energy levels as well. Mm-hmm. So what I was realizing was I was I was struggling in the sense that I knew I could be doing more and reaching more people, but I wasn't clear how to do that when I was simply working face-to-face with somebody, even if that was via Skype or the phone. It was still one-on-one. And I wanted to start reaching more people. And I knew that more people could be touched and could use EFT, but I didn't really know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I the very first step I started to do was teleclasses. So I would advertise on my website or in my newsletters that I was going to have a specific teleclass. Now, in that at that time, I was specializing in chronic illness. I had recovered myself, so I felt like I had become an expert, and I promoted an upcoming series of phone calls. Now, not everybody has to do that. I mean, some people have successful one-off teleclasses, but I chose to do, I think it was 6 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, I attracted people to come onto the calls, and they would commit. They would commit to the whole series, and each call would be specifically a theme around illness and recovery.
Right.
So, for example, the anger that I feel for being about being ill, or the guilt I feel, or hidden saboteurs that are holding me back from recovering. So they would have, it would be a theme. It wouldn't sort of be a free-for-all and everybody sharing their opinions. But we would be discussing this and what that was like, and then I would use EFT with a volunteer, and everybody else on the call would tap along. And so the magic started, Jeannie, because I realized I could reach more people, and these calls were very popular. So often I'd have 15 or 20 people on those calls. And, of course, they were paying me for the calls. I created a package price. So,
yeah.
For example, $197 for 8 calls. But the beauty of that was they could call in live. They would have the recording. So if they couldn't call in live because they were working or they had another commitment or they were in a different time zone, they could listen to it afterwards. And then, of course, I had recordings. And with their permission, I then realized I could leverage these recordings. I could use them for something else, another purpose. So I created a program related to exactly the same theme using the recordings that now people can buy from my website and work on their own. So they're listening to the recordings. They're using EFT as they listen and they tap along. They're answering the questions. They're going through a whole process. And they're benefiting in a similar way as though they had been on the call in the first place a few years ago.
And then what did you charge for the recordings of the teleclasses?
Yeah, great question. So the series of teleclasses was, I believe it was maybe $197, something around that.
Oh, so you charged the same price. Oh, sorry, was that because that was your price for the live teleclasses?
Exactly. So the question you ask is an excellent one because often people think, I'd rather be on the call because I'll get so much out of it. And I don't disagree with that. I mean, you're certainly part of the energy no matter what your business is. It doesn't have to be a healing business. You're
mm-hmm.
part of the excitement of the call. You're sharing it. If you want, you can ask questions and participate. However, when you're listening to a recording, you're still receiving all of that, and it's almost as though you're there, only the only limitation is you can't ask any questions. You don't have a voice because it's already happened. So the way that I have packaged it now is I charge $147 for an online program of this. And so I have marketed it in a different way. And
right.
by that I mean so at the beginning of the first month when they sign up, they receive a video whereby I explain what they're going to experience during the next month and the kinds of problems they'll be tapping on. I then send them a worksheet so they have to answer questions themselves. So they actually have written material which is always perceived as a high value.
That's right.
And then I also send them a tapping sheet so they can write comments and express what they were feeling as they tapped along. Mm-hmm. And then I send them the recording. And then they can listen to that and tap along as though they were in the on the call at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Then 2 weeks...
Sorry,
go ahead.
Carry on. No, no, finish.
I was going to say, and then 2 weeks later, I send them exactly the same. So each month, I charge them a set fee for what they receive that month. And then I would automatically bill them so that they would receive that per month. And as it happens, with 8 calls, that in this new program format, that covers 4 months. So 2 calls per month.
Oh, 2 calls per month. Okay, very interesting.
As the way that I've leveraged it. I mean, so, obviously, originally a few years ago during when it was live, I believe it was every week for 8 weeks. But what I've done now is I've made it a different, I've created a program, actually, and
yeah.
It's marketed as a program. And I want them to have that space so that they can really get into the tapping and can journal their insights and their challenges and questions and things that have come up and really get a lot deeper. So they have the 2 weeks to do that, and then I send them the next module, which again is another video, the worksheet, and then ultimately the recording, and then they can tap along to that.
Right. Okay, so what I want to point out, because you've been talking, I've been doing your numbers on this. So, and correct me if I've got something wrong. I'm going to walk people through it. You started with your one-on-one sessions, for which you charged $185 for a 90-minute private session. Correct?
Oh, goodness. No, not even that much in those days, Jeannie.
Oh.
Probably about $150.
Okay, so $150 for 90 minutes. So your time at that point was worth $150 for 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you switched that and you moved to the topic-specific teleclasses, which you sold 8 classes in the series. You sold that for a total of $197 for all 8 classes. And you had about 20 people on the call because these were group classes. So you moved out of the one-on-one and you moved into the group. But the person still only paid $197, and they got 8 classes out of it. That resulted for you in your time now being worth $492 for that same 90-minute time slot, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've done that live. Now the third step was you took the recordings of those teleclasses. You added a video. Do you add one video at the beginning or a video to each class?
A video to each call. And,
okay.
I mean, this doesn't have to be high tech. I mean, you have masses of videos on YouTube, and I'm sure that the people who have registered for your program have seen many of them. I mean, so long as it's an appealing background and I have a chirpy disposition, I mean, I can record it anywhere, really.
Exactly.
And it's just a couple of minutes explaining what
okay.
people are going to be receiving and what they'll be doing. And it's because a lot of people who are very visual would prefer to see the person, for example, who's created the product, and also to feel connected to them. I mean, it's a great marketing strategy. I really like it because not everybody wants to read through things.
Yeah.
So I really like the idea of a very short video where I can connect with the person and say, great, now you've accomplished this, we're going to be moving on to that.
Yeah, gotcha. And so it's a 5-minute, so you've got your live, the recording of the live teleclass, so there's no extra work for you there. You recorded it when you did them live and you kept the recordings. Your new work is just a 5-minute video. You give them a worksheet. You give them another tapping sheet for when they do the exercises, the tapping exercises. And for that, they are billed $147 a month, and they get 2 of these per month. So for the 4-month total, they're paying $588. And you I mean, you're just going to have to do your work once in the setup of the video and the worksheets, and then you're done. And now you have a digital product that is going to sell worldwide while you sleep, while you're on holiday, for $588 a person who signs up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's limitless. So now you are out of the time for money paradigm. So you started at earning $150 for 90 minutes. You jumped to earning $492 for 90 minutes. And now you're out of your time for money scenario altogether. And you have this thing that can sell ongoing at a $580 purchase price. So you just have to have 10 people a month from the 4 billion people who are on the internet to give you $6,000 a month from that one program. So
yeah, the beauty of it is, I mean, I had to let go of a lot of perfectionism when I started creating these products, because I did go through a point of, oh my goodness, people are paying for recordings. Some of the recordings aren't very hot. So, for example, everybody was phoning in, so a lot of it depended on their telephone line quality.
Mm-hmm.
And also perhaps there was like some fuzz in the background or whatever. And maybe I may have thought, goodness, if I was tapping with that person now with another few years' experience, I'd have handled this completely differently.
Right, yeah.
And so the perfectionist part of me was thinking, I need to do this all over again to reflect who I am now in 2013.
Yeah.
And I had to let go of that because all the time I think this is huge for your audience, Jeannie, all the time I was quizzing and questioning myself on this must be perfect and is this good enough, I was denying people from the opportunity of participating and ultimately healing as a result of listening and tapping and using EFT on these calls.
Yes.
So it's been a huge learning curve for me. And what I also observe, and I don't know if you've noticed this, is people aren't interested in supersonic quality. You don't need to do these calls with some sound engineer with you and have a scripted, pre-written out script and everything to be perfect in inverted commas. People aren't interested in that. They want to know who you are and if you can help them. And in this case, with these calls, I knew I could because I could reach and touch a wider audience.
Yeah. Well, I find I have a little mantra for that, and it goes, content is king. So it doesn't really matter, how your level of professionality and your recording or your lighting or your presentation. It what matters is, do you give them that super valuable content that can change their life and move them forward, you know, solve their problem or ease their pain? And as long as you're delivering that, people are beyond happy. And in some cases, like you said, like people are calling in and the phone lines, I don't think that not only does not detract, I think in some ways it adds to it, because that creates a bit of excitement, right? And it shows people, wow, this is real. This is real life. This is real stuff.
Yes. And I'm also drawn to a teleclass, as an aside, that you and I did many years ago, and you interviewed me, and I tapped with some of your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a terrible line. I think at one point I was bounced off the call, and there were so many glitches. As you and I termed it, it was the teleclass from hell. And yet, both you and I received so many emails of support after that, saying you did an amazing job, you just soldiered on, it was fantastic. So you're right, I think it creates that rapport and curiosity and interest.
Yeah, because neither of us lost it and went into like, we just went like, oh my gosh, here we go again. And, you know, we went, this is technology. Technology glitches, and you do everything you can, but at the end of the day, you can't take it personally. And interestingly enough, that teleseminar, which was for my health business, is still selling in my shop today. And we still get emails from people saying that was a fantastic class. I slept for the first time in 4 years after I did the tapping session. And so nothing is ever lost. And it's, you know, of course, you and I, if we did that same teleclass again today, it would be even better, but that doesn't change the fact that those people are getting
That's
good
right.
results.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to that perfectionism, because I know, I mean, you and I know each other much better now,
mm-hmm.
and we have a much deeper relationship. My knowledge of EFT is far stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with hundreds more people, so what would the quality of that call be today? But who cares? We did it then, and people are benefiting. And I think as well, Jeannie, what's important about the example that I gave is that I and many of the people who have registered for your program may be therapists thinking, I want to get out of this box of just one-on-one, and here's a perfect example of how you can do that. I mean, I've also recorded private sessions, naturally with my client's permission, for content. So, for example, I've used it later to play to students in workshops.
Oh, fantastic.
Or I've used it even as packages that people can buy as well. Like this was a specific client session I had for this problem. And so please tap along as I tap with my client. So there are different ways, if your client is in agreement, that you can use the private sessions if you're recording them. It doesn't have to be a teleclass series or a webinar.
That's a really good point. And the other benefit to the user is that, you know, there's so many people who would not be able to afford, you know, five sessions in a row with you, but they could afford the recordings on that. Like, let's say they're
Yes.
suffering from arthritis. And they can buy the arthritis series and derive, you know, possibly even the same benefit, but certainly a significant benefit, enough to make it worth their money for, you know, a fraction of what it would cost to work with you personally for those five sessions. So it's really a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it draws me to a thought that I realized a year or so ago. But I didn't, here's the irony, I didn't have the time to do any leveraging then because I was so busy with these one-on-one client sessions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this just filled my day, and there was no time to work on my business because I was constantly in my business.
Mm-hmm.
But it reminds me of thinking, oh, I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought now, but it will, sorry, Jeannie, it will come back.
It reminded you of something that was really important.
That was very pertinent. I can't remember what I was, but I will come back to it. I apologize. Another thought that I had was I currently host a radio show. So this is sort of like another stream where I've chosen recently to use the radio show recordings and leverage those, because perhaps some people haven't heard the radio shows. Perhaps they'd like to read the transcripts of the interviews that I did with my guests and also the tapping that I also did with other guests.
Okay, go through that. Break it down for us. What are you doing specifically with these, and how are you packaging them, and how are you pricing them?
Sure. So I've been hosting a radio show for almost 3 years, and it's now coming to an end. I feel that I've given as much as I want to give, and I've kind of transitioned out of that genre, and it's time to move on. And it was called Tap Into Your Healthy Self. So I thought, well, what can I do with all these fabulous interviews? Because I've interviewed many, many experts in the field of EFT and healing, and I know that people can benefit from listening to them, because every guest that I had on the show, there was always a prerequisite when I asked them to appear, which was please teach at least one thing that people can listen to, turn off the radio, and then apply immediately,
mm-hmm.
so that they've got something to work with. So there's a lot of nuggets of gold in those shows. So I decided to have them edited down. So I edited out the beginning of me introducing the show and who I was. So it just simply starts with the topic and then introduces the guest, and then it edits out the end of see you next week and I'll be interviewing this person.
Right.
So a little bit of editing, but minimal, just beginning and end. And then maybe some tweaks to the sound quality. And then I've asked somebody to transcribe the radio shows. So then I've got the written and the listening form as well.
And let me jump in because I want you to give specifics. How did you edit the recordings? Did you outsource that or did you use a particular software?
Yeah, great question. So unlike you, Jeannie, I'm not very tech savvy. And I know that you do, most, 90% you do. And I find that depletes my energy, and also I really have no interest in it. Mm-hmm. Now, I've trained students who love that kind of thing, and they're very happy to dive in and learn. I don't really have very much interest in that, so I outsource. And there's a great company online called Elance.com, and that is where I got some fabulous people to do the work for me. So I simply stated on the website what I wanted, when I wanted it, and gave a price range that I was happy to pay. And then people from all over the world, obviously in that field with that expertise, responded, and then I decided who I wanted to do the job. Now, please know that you don't need to have an audio edited to go onto Elance. I mean, this can be anything for your business. Any area that drains you of energy, you can outsource on Elance.
Exactly.
And so I got
to because all of this content is digital, you don't have to mail anything or ship anything to anybody. You just give them a download link where they can go and grab the file, and then they edit it, and they send you the link for the finished file. So everything is very easy and very quick.
That's right. Yeah, and because it's a sales pitch, as it were, people are very eager to do the job well for you in the shortest possible time, because otherwise you might outsource to somebody faster. So they do it very, very quickly. And so I have the transcription and the audio edit of each, pretty much every radio show I've done. And I'm about to now package them up. So if somebody wants to buy them individually on my site, they're most welcome to do that. But I'd rather they were themed. So perhaps there will be a couple on healing your gut, for example.
Yeah.
Where I've interviewed specific people who are experts like you in Crohn's, colitis, IBS, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Then we might have another group of audios and transcripts on epigenetics, for example, and how we can alter our DNA, because I've interviewed a couple of guests that specialize in that. So there's all sorts of different genres that I can focus on and then group recordings into and then sell them as a package.
And let's just talk about that packaging process, because the reason that you would want to do that is to increase the value to the end user, and also to be able to increase the price you can charge for it, right? So if you said, oh, here's a bunch of recordings of my radio show, does that sound valuable? Does that even sound beneficial? Do I think, oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to all these random recordings and I'm going to get this specific result? No, none of that is in there. But if you do, like you just said, here is my series on healing the gut, and by the end of it, you will have this benefit and that benefit. Oh, well, now you're talking. Now you're worth quite a bit of money to me, because I'm going to get a measurable result from this, and it's absolutely directed to me. You understand my condition. You understand my problem, and you are going to give me a solution. Sign me up.
Exactly, because it's not random and wishy-washy. It's very targeted.
Yeah.
And that's what people are interested in, because how many people have signed up or started watching a YouTube video or whatever the situation is and got a few minutes in and thought, actually, this isn't related to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to be identified very clearly, like this is for you if you are. So, for example, struggling with a gut disorder,
mm-hmm.
or this is for you if you are going through a midlife transition. And there's lots of stress or something like that, so that people are clear on what they're purchasing and how it will benefit them.
Mm-hmm. So for these radio show recordings, you've done, you've audited the recording so that it doesn't sound like a radio show, but it sounds like a teleclass or an interview on that specific topic. And then you've gotten the shows themselves transcribed into a written PDF, which you also outsourced on Elance. And then you're going to package them into topic-specific. What are you going to call them? Are you going to call them programs, seminars, tutorials? What's your branding and positioning for those?
I'm either going to call them interviews or dialogues, because I think that conjures up interest. It also, in my opinion, suggests expertise, mm-hmm. because I've called upon an expert to discuss this with me, and it means that people will gain information that hopefully that they can then apply. If I call it things like calls or classes or something like that, I don't think it has so much of a hold or the interest value.
Yeah, and are you providing anything else with that other than the recording and the transcript?
No.
Yeah, so you can't really call it a seminar or like your other one a program.
No.
Like your other one was a program because you added a video, you added worksheets, you added exercise sheets. So that has more of that home study seminar program type feeling to it. But this, you know, like you said, it's the recording and the transcription. So
And what so, because of course we're discussing leverage, Jeannie, is you could go onto iTunes and listen to the radio show anyway.
Yes, good
point. But I am modeling it, I don't know if that's quite the right word, but I'm, packaging it, I guess, with a transcript in a bundle of similar topics.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I'm giving it a name.
Absolutely.
So it suddenly has so much more value. Nobody then has to trawl through iTunes to find something relevant to them that's somebody I may have interviewed or whatever the context is. It's there for them.
It could take somebody hours, literally 6, 4, 7 hours to go through all your radio show transcripts and pull out every single one that's related to healing the gut, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So even though, like you said, all the content is there and it's free if you have 10 hours to troll through everything. Who does? Nobody does. So, you know, we're back to positioning. We're back to, it is exactly the same content, but you've positioned it in a way that you have hugely increased its value, and rightly so, because you've done all the work of going through and pulling those out and packaging them together. And now when I buy that, I'm even organized in my mind as to what I'm purchasing and the benefit that I'm going to get from that. So you've already done me a service before I've listened to the first one.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
Very good point.
I mean, I don't want to suggest that everybody needs to have a radio show, but it's an example of how I am now using the content, because it's my time to go, and I don't have the passion for that particular program anymore or show anymore. But it doesn't mean that then everything's archived and, oh, dear, all forgotten about. Why not use it so others can benefit? What happens if somebody visits my website when everything's up there but has no idea that I ever had a radio show,
mm-hmm.
so has no clue that it's even existing in iTunes? So there they have an opportunity to purchase some recordings and benefit.
Yeah. And I think the point, like what you pointed out, is that people need to get is that it doesn't matter what form your content is in. Like it could, like yours is in the form of a radio show. Somebody else's could be in the form of individual teleseminars. Someone else's could be in the form of blog posts. Someone else who likes to give webinars, their content could be in that form. It doesn't matter what the original form of the content is. That's why we call it leveraging. That's why we call it multi-purposing.
Absolutely.
Your content. Because we're
so
saying,
maybe, Jeannie, Sorry, I was going to say maybe as you've given some extra examples. I mean, I'm talking a lot about audio, so classes I've held over the phone or my radio show. But a wonderful example of writing is that I have written hundreds and hundreds of articles in the 6 years I've been in business. One of them for your wellness circle, which I wrote monthly for a couple of years. I've also written in my own newsletters, bi-monthly and monthly articles. So I have a wealth of articles there, and I have created 2 e-books out of those. I mean, believe me, I could have done far more. It's just been that time hasn't been on my side. But there's another example of money that can be made from articles that I've already written, people have benefited from, and then I gather them together, create a cover and an index and an introduction, and then sell it as an e-book.
Exactly. And then how did you theme the content for those? Like, what did you pull to, like, give us the specifics of how you decided which articles to pull together?
Yeah, what a great question. Well, the first ebook that I collated was from the articles was Tap Into Your Healthy Self. It was the same name as my radio show. It was written before the show. Mm-hmm. And it was articles that I had written regarding sabotaging oneself. And the focus was on chronic illness because that was the place that I'd come from. That was my history. Mm-hmm. But the brilliant thing about it was, and here's another leveraging thing, you could actually purchase it, be very healthy physically, and be able to appreciate the writing content and benefit from it because I asked questions. I asked people to think about different things. I also gave tapping scripts so people could tap along as they read it, but they didn't necessarily have to be sick to purchase the book and benefit from it because the focus was on self-sabotaging. So in that case, I believe the subtitle may be along the lines of the downside of wellness. So the challenges around recovering and why people don't recover and don't heal fully. But, I mean, we could apply that to anything, like why somebody won't quit smoking or doesn't really want the job promotion or whatever the scenario is. So those articles were based around illness.
Let me just extrapolate on what you just said, because now we're talking about leveraged content. Like, this can go on forever, right? I mean, I hope people are getting a sense of this, that, you know, there's so many ways that you can repackage and repurpose your stuff. So you pulled from your written articles for magazines and newsletters, you pulled it into an ebook that dealt with sabotaging your health. Now, you could go in, and like you said, the principles are the same for any form of self-sabotage. So if somebody was sabotaging their career or their business, you would just have to go into those articles and edit, right? So instead of talking about the physical health, and that you would talk about, you know, fear of financial success, because I know that's one of the fears of someone when they're getting healthy is, well, if I'm healthy, what's going to change in my life? Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to start, you know, being responsible for this, and I'm going to have to start doing that, and then, oh, forget it, it's easier to stay sick. But we can apply the same principle, as you pointed out, to somebody being successful financially. How will your life change if you're successful financially? And what about that scares you and makes you go, ah, better run back to my little burrow? So you would just have to do, like, it would take a bit of time, but it wouldn't be major editing just to change all the language to orient towards the financial business sector, add a different headline, like a title and a subtitle, and boom, you've got another book.
Absolutely.
And then, since we're on a roll, you could then take that book and turn that into a course where you add some audio and perhaps a few videos, right? Like, any piece of content can form the backbone for a course or an online program that, as you've shown, like for yours, you used your live teleclasses that you recorded. You turned those into a four-month course that you charge $147 a month for. So an ebook you know, ebooks are selling quite cheap now, right? Like, what do you charge for those, for that ebook of saboteur, health saboteurs?
$14.97.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but that exact same content with some video, with worksheets, maybe a couple of audios, some interviews, for $297, $497, you're up into hundreds of dollars. So it's, again, so now we're back to positioning. How you position it in the mind of the buyer, how they perceive it, is what determines the value. And
absolutely,
as long as they get the benefit, the result that you are telling them they'll get, it's money well spent.
And, of course, what you're saying now, I mean, for me, it just is common sense, Jeannie Angelos. There are limitless possibilities here. But when I started my business, I wasn't in that mindset to understand this.
Right.
So if I could have heard this recording 6 years ago, I think I may have had a different perspective, because ironically, that was the time I had to tweak articles, for example, so it fitted a different niche, or to start editing recordings. But the busier I became with one-on-one sessions, the less time I had to do any of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I really encourage people to start at the beginning, even if you've written a couple of articles or you've recorded one or two videos or whatever the situation is. Start to get in that mindset of, how can I take this further? Where mm-hmm. can this go with the content I've already produced?
Yeah. Exactly. And don't you find, though, with your own content, it's for some reason we tend to undervalue our own stuff?
Absolutely. I mean, I have to admit, with my book, Tap Into Your Healthy Self, it was you that said, these articles are fabulous. They could be in a book. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting staring blankly at you saying, really? Because I couldn't get that. I mean,
yeah.
I just written because it was just common sense to me. It was something that I did. I recalled a client session. It was a perspective of mine or whatever it was. And you said, no, this is gold. People want to read this and they will pay money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right. We certainly undervalue what we do because it's just what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't see a bigger picture or who could benefit. And again, it goes back to my ceiling that I mentioned at the beginning of one-on-one clients and never having any room to grow, and then realizing, hang on, there are hundreds and thousands of people out there that could be benefiting from this, only they don't know I exist. But if
yeah.
I could offer them a teleclass, and then, of course, then now that's being leveraged into a program, so even more people can buy it.
Yes, exactly. It's very timely as well, because today I was speaking to a woman who's she's actually a horse trainer, and so you would think, oh, horse training. Well, what can she do? Well, a lot, because she gets a lot of people coming to her, and their horse has, you know, a problem and they can't solve it, so they need help. But what she's noticed is, so she wants to write like a 3-series book to help people improve their communication and their understanding of their horse, their ability to connect with that horse and produce harmony instead of these continual problems. So she was asking me today questions about, you know, writing a book and an ebook and publishing and all the rest of it, because she charges $65 an hour for a session, and then she wants to sell these books. So again, as we spoke, you know, what's your price point for a book and an ebook? You know, you're looking at probably maximum $20. If it's a super in-depth book, maybe with the training system, you're looking at $35, tops, maybe $40. I mean, that's a very low price point product. So for her, what she could do is take that. So her first book in the series is about things that horses do that are not actually problems. They're physiological responses. And once you recognize that this is not your horse misbehaving, this is your horse being a horse, things just improve rapidly from there. So she has, you know, five things, five ways that a horse, you know, responds or communicates. If she took that content and then just did a video with a horse demonstrating each of those five behaviors, and then letting people see how she responds to the horse, because as we know, something like horses is very experiential. You know, you can read about horses all you want, but until you're actually live with a horse, mm-hmm. you can't really learn anything, right? So if she would just do a video with her demoing, you know, a horse that has a problem and letting people watch how she responds, what does her body do? What's her energy doing? Boom, she's got an online program. She's got an online course that she can now sell for $300, $400, $500, $600.
And, of course, pivotally for her, to people who are nowhere near her stables.
Exactly.
Because so many people in business have bricks and mortar or they're in a place. I mean, I'm lucky with EFT that it is it's via the internet, as it were, so I can work with clients all around the world. But some people may feel restricted in the service industry, thinking, well, this is where I offer the service. I have to have the client come to see me here, like mm-hmm. somebody learning to ride or being given a piano lesson or having a massage or whatever it is. But not so, because with leveraging, as you've just beautifully explained, I mean, who knows what's possible? How many videos and articles can be written, potentially books and so forth, on the gifts these people have? It doesn't just have to be one-on-one.
Well, and then again, taking from what an example you already gave us, so let's say everybody who buys her online training program on this, you know, horse communication method, included at the end of the training series, so maybe she sets it up as a 5 week, so you get one lesson module per week, and at the end of 5 weeks, she does a group call where everybody can phone in and they can tell, you know, well, my horse has this particular problem, and she says, well, it's a 90-minute I deal with as many questions as I can. So now she's offering them personal contact. She's offering them the chance to actually interact one-on-one with her. But she could have, you know, 30, 40, 50 people on the call. So for her, it's, you know, basically $65 worth of her time. But if she has sold 50 of her, you know, training products at, say, $500 a piece, that's $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you once you get into understanding how leveraging and multipurposing your content works, it's really phenomenal how you can just earn so much more money for really the same amount of work.
Very exciting. And freeing, of course.
Yes. Yes. And I want to go back to what you said about the global audience. Because this is not just a money grab. This is not just going, well, how can I earn more money so I can have a greater life, which, of course, is wonderful and totally worthwhile. But also, she is a horse trainer. You as a local therapist. How many people a day maximum can you reach? If you
exactly.
helped people in person every day for 60 years, you would reach a drop in the bucket of the amount of people that you could help by making your content digital, making it available online, and now people in Germany, horse people in the UK, people who are ill in Slovenia, everybody who there's no way on earth they could have an in-person session with you could receive the same healing and the same benefit from your gifts.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't stress that more any more than you have, because to me, the gifts that I have are limited. And I feel disadvantaged if I'm working simply one-on-one every 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are people out there desperate for what I have to offer. I know that EFT works, and it's a gift to the world. And so it's time for me to start getting it out there in a wider capacity. And, of course, thinking of the payment as well, Jeannie, if somebody, for example, pays for my chronic illness program, which I've called From Surviving to Thriving, it's going to be a lot less money than if they pay for a session with me. And, of course, if somebody has a chronic illness, they're really not going to go very far with just one EFT session.
Yeah.
They're going to have amazing insights. They're, of course, going to have fabulous shifts. But they're not. If they're arthritic, they're not going to be dropping their crutches and jumping out of – I mean, I've worked with people with arthritis in wheelchairs. So they're not going to be jumping out of their wheelchair in with one session. This idea is offering more to more people and for a lower fixed price as well. So therefore, I can reach more people. Because I tell you another thing that I was finding a year or so back was people called and I gave them a 20 to 30 minute consultation and they said, you know, you sound ideal, EFT sounds fabulous, but I simply can't afford your services.
Yeah.
And I had absolutely nothing to offer them.
Yeah,
on my
no cheaper option to go to.
Exactly, because on my website, they could watch videos, they could read articles, they could read my blog, they could listen to podcasts that I'd recorded, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole bunch of free resources on my website. So then it jumped from free to, say, $165. That's quite a hike,
mm-hmm.
And nothing in between.
Yeah.
And I don't offer a sliding scale, and there are various reasons why I do that. And so I had to say, okay, well, sorry, bye. And
yeah.
It was a horrible, horrible energy. Whereas here, people can say, well, I can't afford her rates, but look, at least she offers this. I'm going to get started.
Exactly.
So that's a really good feeling because nobody's walking away empty-handed.
Absolutely. Well, Annabelle, thank you so much. This has been absolutely fantastic. And if anybody wants to connect with Annabelle or find out more about what she's doing and what she offers, her website is www.EFT, that's Elephant Fudge Turtle, with Annabelle, A-N-N-A-B as in Bob, E-L.com. So EFT with Annabelle.com. And Annabelle, I'm sure you and I are going to do some more things for people in the Listen to Your Freedom program because we've got some more good stuff to share. But thank you so much for helping us out with this topic today.
You are most welcome, Jeannie, and I wish all your subscribers every success so that they build a thriving business.
Fabulous. Thank you, sweetie.